I open my eyes and look down at my new hands with their thumbs that are able to close tightly around their fingers. I will already know. I will already see. The door opens, and I hear him with his familiar cry, "Yo, Zoe!" Usually I can't help but put aside my pain and hoist myself to my feet, wag my tail, sling my tongue around, and shove my face into his crotch. It takes human-like willpower to hold back on this particular occasion, but I do. I hold back. I don't get up. I'm acting. "Enzo?" I hear his footsteps, the concern in his voice. He finds me and looks down. I lift my head, wag my tail feebly so it taps against the floor. I play the part. He shakes his head and runs his hand through his hair, sets down the plastic bag from the grocery that has dinner in it. I can smell roast chicken through the plastic. Tonight he's having roast chicken and an iceberg lettuce salad. "Oh, Enz," he says. He reaches down to me, crouches, touches my head like he does, along the crease behind the ear, and I lift my head and lick at his forearm. "What happened, kid?" he asks. Gestures can't explain. "Can you get up?" I try, and I scramble. My heart takes off, lunges ahead, because no, I can't. I panic. I thought I was just acting, but I really can't get up. Shit. Life imitating.